Trucker. You're watching or listening to We Got Your 6 and 6 Patriot Playtime. We are We the People, the People's Patriot Project.
You have come to the right place. We are the People's Patriot Project, and we are the shock and awe when it comes to meeting the needs of our veterans and first responders. We are dealing with a new enemy in today's world where the wounds are not always seen. We want you to be a part of this mission in saving lives and making a difference. Welcome to We Got Your 6 at 6 Patriot Playtime. Here is the We P3 team bringing you today's best heroes hits in the boots on the ground organizations that are saving lives. And as always, Patriot Pride.
Hey, welcome to the People's Patriot Project's happy hour Patriot Playtime. We got your 6 at 6 every Sunday night at 1800 Central Time. We are here. I am Andrea Eichmann with the People's Patriot Project, and we are bringing you our weekly live show slash podcast. Every week, we bring you a guest and many times a new musician. We share all the good and many times not all the good things that are happening in our world right now. Tonight's show promises to be an evening of fun and some amazing discussion. We are going to have with us Johnny Cole, musician from Texas. He has been with us before, and Mark and I have gotten to hang out with Johnny, his wife, and some friends down in Texas, and it was amazing. I'm going to use amazing all night tonight. Today is an amazing day. And so he's going to bring us some live music. We're super excited for this. We will have some other guests. They'll be popping in and popping out, sharing some of that not so great stuff that we like to help out with and support. And, you know, sometimes it's just a matter of spreading the word. So before we get going tonight, I would ask that you take off your hat if you have one on and stand if you can stand and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance before we get started. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us tonight. We got Tammy out there, Tony, Derek, Jeff. My gosh, welcome. And it's so awesome to see you guys. Tony, you love the intro. It's nice to hear that. Peterson's got a new toy, so beware. I'm just going to say beware. We've got Bobby Withrow on the screen with us, along with Johnny Cole Murdoch and Jesse Sams from WP3 as well. Man, we got a lot going on tonight. This is super exciting. Welcome, Johnny. Now that we have your mic open, I see this. Awesome. Awesome. You're in Texas at the moment, right?
Yeah. I'm out in Arlington right now.
Very cool. And you guys are going somewhere. I kind of jumped in on that.
Yeah, we're going to we call it the T3R for short, Texas Regional Radio Report. They got an award show Monday, so they're having like a new faces thing where there's a lot of people, newer people playing. So I'm just going to go there, kind of meet some people. Me and the wife are going to network, and you know, hopefully next year I'll be able to be on that stage and as an artist, but kind of had to take a little break on my artist career. But we can talk about that later. But yeah.
That is awesome to hear. That is like... Yeah, that's a goal. That's a great goal. Something to shoot for. I don't think it'll I think you'll be there. That's perfect. We've also got Bobby Withrow from Texas Fallen Project with us. Hey, Bobby.
Hello.
And look at that bright sunshine behind you.
Oh, it's 92 degrees today.
Stop it. Stop it.
We'll tell you about
it. It is not 92 degrees. I was just outside. It's not 92 degrees.
Love that.
Well, we had some conversations earlier this week because Bobby has been running around like a...
I forget y'all are way up north. Like we're,
it is I'm what like it
in,
is.
In the nice Texas weather.
Yeah, we're not.
I feel for you guys, though. Like I've been there, but I choose to be far away from it, closer to Mexico as I can be. So,
if I could live right on the equator, I would be the happiest person alive.
That's too much heat. Like, I would need lots of sunblock.
Is that Irish heritage that you have?
Honestly, I think so. I'm a mutt of what I don't know. I'm just a Texan. American, for whatever that means. So.
No, that's I think I was in like fourth grade and I had to do that little, I had to go to my grandparents. This was a school assignment and see what my ancestry was. Yeah. And my grandma used two words. Mutt was one of them and Heinz 57. And then she had to explain that. And then I went home crying. I'm like, I can't write this in my family tree. I can't, my teachers will be so mad. And I didn't know what it meant. And so, yeah, I was kind of a mess. But I get it now. I get it. Yeah. And truly, we're all American. We've been here a long time. So we're good. We're good.
I got like family. Like my dad was adopted. Then my mom was adopted. And my mom's mom was adopted. So there's just like, I'm not even trying to mess with it. It's too funky.
Yeah.
It's out of club with all that.
Yeah.
So two things we got going on here, and I didn't get through my thoughts with Bobby has been down in Texas in the Little Rock, Pflugerville area. They had some inclement weather this last weekend and some need of support, and the man has been all over the place. And I just said, you know what, Bobby, if we can get you on to get a brief update. But I also see a storm brewing in the comments as well because – as we all know, we get our veteran and fellow friends that like to zap each other. And I would like to say, Jess Sam's, great job, buddy. Great job. You're not taking the bait. You're not getting sucked in. And I appreciate that. I'm here to support my brother. And your shirt jokes are not going to be accepted, Tony Turner. Not received. Not received.
I didn't see it, but Tony, shut up. We don't need it.
Oh, and then he told on you to Derek. He told Derek you weren't answering.
I refuse to talk to Tony tonight. I'm out. Nope.
Well, I just don't know how a short guy can tell a short guy joke. That just doesn't even. I don't get how that works, but
I don't know.
Bobby, let us know. Sir. Tell us what's going on down there, what you've seen, how you've experienced it, and the things you've gotten done this week.
Oh, this week, hell, I don't even know what day it was. I think it was 4 days ago, maybe five. We had a few tornadoes come through. They haven't hit this area since the 70s. And 1,000 homes were affected in the three towns that are around me. A lot of them are friends I grew up with. We were out in Granger, which is 30 minutes northeast from us. That's where all the farmlands are, all the Czech farms are at. The tornado, after it tore through Round Rock and Hutto, went to farm to farm to farm. It just hopscotch destroyed every one of them. We've still got farmers out there in Granger. They're sleeping in their cars because they have there's no hotels, no restaurants, no nothing out there to feed them or anything. They lost everything. We talked to a gentleman the other day. He had $4 million worth of equipment. It's all destroyed. I guarantee you insurance ain't going to pay for it all. He probably didn't have insurance on most of it, but we got off work whatever day the tornadoes hit. And 5 minutes after it went through my neighborhood, which luckily it didn't hit my house, we drove down the road and there were overturned cars, cars thrown across the parking lot. It was bad everywhere. It looked like a war zone. And, you know, I called the city, got a hold of the city officials and said, hey, I'm ready to start cooking right now because I know you people ain't got no food. Since in 4 days, we served just over 2,000 meals, and that's me doing pretty much 90% of the cooking. But I've got friends that donate money here and there, help me out. We just keep going, pretty much sitting up all night, cooking more pork butt. I wasn't supposed to cook for all the first responders, but they didn't plan on having any meals. They got all these people together, and it's like there's no place to feed them. So they came and took all my food on the first day to go feed all the police officers and first responders. And so 30 minutes after they left with all my food, I get a phone call saying, hey, we need 200 meals. It's like, well, son of a bitch. Pardon my French.
You're good, brother.
But so I had some friends sitting around me where I work. They ran the store, bought me some leg quarters and legs and other things. So, you know, in 3 hours, I had 200 meals ready to go. But it's just been, it's been rough. A lot of the people's houses that got hit, they're the ones that work at the fast food places and things like that. So guess who didn't go to work the next day?
Right.
Yeah. And, but anyways, we've had a lot of volunteers out helping to clean. We had, here in Round Rock, we had about 400 volunteers show up yesterday, finally, to clean up all the debris and trees and everything else. It's getting better. The town of Granger, they're going to hold a big, fundraiser on the second. They're trying to get donations, silent auction donations, live auction donations. I'll have music all day, barbecue. Unfortunately, I'll be out of town, so I can't help them. But that's going to be a big, big event for them. And like I said, there's so many people out there that need help. It's not even funny. Got some motorcycles about to take off, so might not be able to hear me.
Oh, you're good, brother. You're good. We'll make it work however we got to make it work. You are absolutely, and I know you're not one that receives accolades very well, but thank you for being there. Thank you for having boots on the ground and the amazing heart you have to serve. You know, we talk about this all the time that, you know, the mission, and I know your mission is based around service members and those that have served in the military, and but I also know you wouldn't knock, push, or deny anyone a little food in their belly if they were in need of it. So Bobby asked me that we promote what he's doing, and that's 100%. I said that's why we'll bring you on. We are fully 100% in support of what Bobby's doing down there. And if you are listening to the show and feel a need to give and help, you can donate to the People's Patriot Project. Just let us know that Texas Fallen, that you're interested in doing, and we can also get you connected with Bobby if you're interested in doing a direct donation to Bobby and what he's getting done down there. It's we the people, all the people can be a solution to this problem. If you enjoy the benefits and the liberties that you have in this country, I think it's important to give. And when those people are knocked down, I think it's important to help them out, because I know that if I was ever knocked down and needed help, I would want people to help me. So that's the mission.
What the heck?
If there's anything we do to support you, brother, let us know. We're here and we'll keep promoting it. Ryan Schultz says you can come live with him. But again, that's in Minnesota, so
I think
you
Wisconsin.
Get to enjoy your 92 degrees down in Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't mind the cold. I don't mind the snow, but I like the heat better.
Yeah, very good, very good. Are you hanging on for a bit and just hang, and then we can always ask you other questions if they come up, or if you need to go, you can go.
No, I'm here. I'm here for a little while.
Okay.
Awesome. As long as I can get a beer and get it refilled, I'm good.
I get that.
I don't drink anymore, but I don't drink any less either.
Truth. Miss Eichmann, what's in the news?
Oh, Mr. Peterson, we have so much going on right now. Actually, we're closing out March, you guys. So it is the end of coming up on the end of Women's History Month. So remember, if you haven't wished any of those women that you know who, well, we focus, of course, on those who have served, whether it's in the military or in the first responder capacity, thank them. But the history, goes all the way back to forever. Just a conversation we had. We all know women do control the world. Sometimes we just let men think they're in the power position. So it's all good. Women, we are with you. March 29th coming up, like tomorrow, Tuesday. Tuesday is Vietnam War Veterans Day. It's a day set aside to show honor and respect to our Vietnam veterans. This is chosen because on March 29th, 1973, the MAC, the Military Assistance Command, Vietnam was disbanded and the last U.S. combat troops departed the Republic of Vietnam, which, yes and no, right? It didn't really bring all of them back. So that's on Tuesday. And then April coming up is the month of the military child. And this touches Peterson and I pretty close to our hearts because as teachers, man, you might not realize how many kids are in our classrooms every day with that that deployed parent, that parent who gets those 911 calls all day, all night, anytime, anywhere. Maybe they don't get to go on vacations because somebody's always on call, or maybe there's only one parent at home. So let's think about those children that are giving up part of their parents, to keep the rest of us safe. The dependent children of military members serving at home and overseas is the military child. This is sponsored by the Department of Defense, Military Community, and the Family Policy and Support, and supported by many other organizations. So if you want to see what's going on in your neck of the woods, check out your community calendars, and I'm sure there is something to celebrate that. I'm sorry, thank you, Jeremy. We gotta meet person to person. He's very surely becoming one of my favorite people. And if I may, I mean, I made a comment that probably I stepped on a few toes, but you know, thanks, Jeremy. I'm with you on that.
Jeremy, it's not worth the hour long conversation just to get through the. You got to learn who you're. Know your audience. That's what I say. Know your audience. Just nod your head. Yep. And it all works out.
All right. Fine. So that's what we got. Are we talking about this right here?
We can.
For a minute?
Boom. Well,
I do have a surprise. It's not 100%. I'll tell you when we're done telling. What did we do yesterday? Look at Peterson's shirt. It matches my sweatshirt back here, kind of. Kind of the same group gave them to us yesterday.
What
because
mean kind of the same group?
I think it is exactly the same. It's the shirts are short sleeved. I have a hood with long sleeves.
Yeah.
This is naivete is now taken care of. Andrea went hunting on a pheasant hunting day.
Not just pheasants.
I know there was a lot. I love shooting guns. I don't like shooting at things that are alive necessarily. So my gun experience is pretty much just targets. And so my targets were live yesterday. Pigeons, chuckers, pheasants. I mean, there were actual birds just flying over. I think people shot at just the birds that might have gotten in the way. Maybe,
that
I don't
didn't
know.
Happen.
Blackbirds. That anyway, so we got these really cool t-shirts. This was the Legacy Hero Hunt that our friends Kelly and Mike are part of. Well, and Carmen. Oh my gosh, we made so many new friends yesterday. I got to go back and look at my list of names. There was Lindsay. There was Eric. There were so many. So they put on several hunts a year, and they raise money that they can. Oops. We just lost Johnny. That they can help celebrate, support, and lift up other veterans. They are actually from the Fargo, North Dakota area, and moved to just south of the Twin Cities, south of Minneapolis. This farm we went to, the Caribou Gun Club. I don't think there's any caribou there, but this is the most amazing, beautiful land. Shoot, we marched up and down long grass fields, prairie grass. It was fun. It was fun. Peterson was shooting. We have a million pictures of all of us shooting and community gathering. It was a pretty spectacular day.
There were over 30 veterans on site, all with multiple. I mean, it's not our place to call out what, but they're just. I'm just going to say they're. It's a needed opportunity to help recalibrate those that are in need. And there is just so much community, so much conversation, so much just building and regrowth happening. And again, there, like I said, there's 30 veterans out there wearing all orange and walking through the brush and the grass. And we had a good lunch, had great conversation, and we built new relationships, and it was amazing. So our hats go off to Kelly, and we'll just say the Legacy Heroes group, because it's not just Kelly and Mike, but they're the ones that we had on our show a little while ago, and great job. Great mission, and we are very excited about some things that are happening with that relationship and where that's going to grow. Hopefully, we'll have to include Jess in that conversation and a Minnesota opportunity. That's a for sure. So, Eric, we were just talking about you, brother. We'll be seeing you in about 3 or 4 weeks.
Yes, indeed. That's super exciting.
All right. Mr. Johnny Cole Murdoch. You know, I reached out to this guy last year at this time. This guy had the flowing red locks of, I don't know, man. He was wearing his cowboy hat, smoking his cigars, and pounding it in Nashville. And now he's getting it done in Texas. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm still smoking cigars. Still wear a cowboy hat sometimes. Just a little less shorter locks, I guess.
Okay.
Just a little. I have a confession you can share with your wife. I may or may not have bought some little boots just as cute as her flag, her red, white, and blue flag boots after I saw them in Nashville.
I hope you got some too. Yeah, she got some too. Yeah, that's awesome. I think everybody needs some.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there isn't always like perfect opportunities up here. People think you're a wannabe, which I kind of am, but I wear them. I wear them when it needs to be done.
Just tell them you want to be American, and that's where you got your American boots. So.
Love it. Goes with my.
Well, I read a note just now, and we want to give Mr. Murdoch as much exposure and time here. He has to dip out, and that's okay. What have you been working on lately, brother?
Mainly, I mean, it's kind of been a lot. Like, I've been building an awesome home studio. I think I talked to you a little bit, but like last year, I was like gigging around a bunch in Texas. It was great. Had a song out on the radio. It broke, you know, top 100 on the Texas country charts. And then I was gigging around, and all of a sudden I lost my voice. I'm like, okay, this is really weird, and started feeling sleepy and stuff. So I ended up going to see the doctor at the VA, and they ended up doing some blood work. And it turns out like I have hypothyroidism, and kind of was going from there, started prescribed some Synthroid, and I started going there, you know, just doing that for a while. And And basically the doctor that I had kind of really sucked. She had like, she seemed, I mean, not to get too political or anything, but she just seemed really angry that I didn't want to get the vaccine. So I felt like at that point she didn't care about me, as like a physician. And even my wife saw there and tried to ask some questions, and she just kind of shut it down. So we both decided to see a private doctor, that some other folks that we know that thought's really good. So we saw her, and I just got on some new medicine, went from Synthroid to Armour Thyroid, and I'm feeling better. And apparently, even Hillary Clinton takes it. And even though she's evil, she knows what's good. So it's just the insider knowledge. So like, I am feeling better. So I'm hoping that I can get back and start playing some more music. And I'm blessed in this time that even though like I wasn't able to perform, I've been able to like get my home studio together. So I might be doing a lot of, you know, maybe recording some other people possibly, make a little extra money on the side and just do more creative stuff. So now that, you know, in that time I've been able to get my home studio together. So it's going to, so I can record my music from home and sound even better than before. Cause now it's like a legitimate studio set up with all the sound treatment and everything I built myself versus just a pole barn in Tennessee, which you can check out my first single. I mean, y'all heard it, Girl, Let's Go Dancing, which it could have sounded better, but you know, I'm happy for my first release that I did it myself. And, but basically now I'm just gearing to, you know, God willing to hopefully like this year be back on the road playing some music and have another song on the radio. And I'm working on finishing up another one that I have a veteran buddy of mine, Chris Schatz. He recorded drums on in December, and he's a really cool dude, in Atlanta area.
Hey, so. You don't happen to know Jared Johnson, do you?
The name sounds really familiar. In all honesty, I'm still trying to meet all the people in the Texas music scene. Well, cause like I'm pretty old school. I just listen to Merle Haggard and like a funny story, actually, like last year I met this girl. I know what her name is now, but I'm not going to like say it just cause I don't want to like, throw any people's name under the bus. But basically like I was introduced myself like, hey, I'm Johnny Cole Murdoch. And I shook her hand, but she didn't introduce herself. And honestly, I didn't know who she was. Like I said, who are you? And she's like, I was like, look, girl, like I just listen to Merle Haggard. I don't listen to a lot of the new stuff. Like, you know, like I'm sorry that you're not Merle Haggard, you know, like, you know.
But the reason I ask is he runs a radio station.
Yeah. I would love to get in touch with him. I might've known the name. Like I'm really dumb with names. Like to tell you how dumb I am with names. Like if I don't know who, if I forget your name, like I'll introduce you to somebody else so that y'all can introduce each other and I can remember the name. Like I've got.
And maybe he can get you on his radio station too.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Let's connect, Bobby. Your connection's breaking up a little bit, so we missed a bunch of what you were saying. But well,
I'll get you hooked up with Jared Johnson. Find me on Facebook.
I'll find you on Facebook. I appreciate that. But yeah, that's kind of what's been going on. It's honestly been a crazy kind of time for me, just trying to figure out the health stuff and like dealing with the bad end of the VA. Cause I never really had to deal with it. And it, you know, like, I don't know, like my experience, like this past year has really opened my eyes. Like if you know, how much some veterans really struggle. Like I've been blessed. I haven't had to be in any combat situations. Like, you know, I'm blessed to have served, but like, I can't imagine people that I've been in combat situations trying to get help. And then you have some doctor that just doesn't care, you know, it just isn't listening. It's like, no wonder there's 22 veterans killing themselves, you know, every day. It's really sad, but it's like, you know, like, dang, like, you know, government healthcare is not as good as private healthcare. Like from my personal experience, and I'm sure there's some good doctors in the VA, like with anything. But good folks.
Well, yeah. Very positive myself.
But yeah, I don't know. Y'all got any questions?
No, I want to hear what your music, brother.
Yeah, but I'll show you the single I've been working on. It's called Someday. I wrote this back when I was in the military, actually, and it's just kind of like a song from the perspective of just like, I mean, this ain't an issue with me anymore, but like you know, like if you're like trying to date some girls and they just had like some crappy guys before, it's just like, you know, they kind of like break their heart and you're kind of trying to pick up the broken pieces. But it's like, I'm a redneck with duct tape and like I can only fix a heart so much, even though there's no duct tape in this song. I'm just kind of saying it. But yeah. But here it goes. It's called Someday.
Beautifully broken, angel lead that way. Blue eyes don't lie, some skies you can't see. I'm so big on loving, but I've been crushed too many times. You've been got made of crap, left a bruise on the inside. Searching for a reason. Something she can't believe in. She said someday, maybe it'll be okay. But she keeps holding on to yesterday. But I keep on hoping and wishing. Girl, won't you listen? Tomorrow's a better day. Look into my eyes, girl. Can't see that I'm sincere. Words I'm saying, angels smiling, move a little closer. Put your hands on my chest, feel my heart beating. When I keep searching for a reason. Something she can't believe. She said someday, maybe it'll be okay. But she keeps holding on to yesterday. Come on, girl, and listen what I'm about to say. What more do you think? He said someday, maybe it'll be okay, but she keeps holding on to yesterday. But I keep on hoping, wishing, girl, won't you listen? Tomorrow's a better day. Thank you.
usual.
Thank you, brother.
So our hangout in Tennessee was the Bold Patriot. That's where we hung out.
Good old Bold Patriot. I love those people.
Yeah. You miss it?
I miss the Bold Patriot, and I definitely miss some people in Nashville. But, dang, I'm glad to be back in Texas. Like, I'm glad to have some Tex-Mex and be around family and get to have barbecue that's not vinegar-based. I mean, they got some good barbecue in Tennessee, but I like my brown sugar barbecue in Texas.
All right. So you got any places you want to drop in Texas real quick?
Oh, for restaurants? Of course, El Phoenix in the Dallas area. They got one in Greenville. It's the best Tex-Mex place, in my opinion. If you're ever in Mesquite, Texas, you got Mesquite Barbecue. I love it. If you're in Lindale, Texas, where Miranda Lambert's from, there's this really good place called Barbecue Love. That's Brisket Love. I think that's the name of it. Yeah, Brisket Love. And if you're in Tyler, Texas, there's Stanley's Barbecue. That's really good.
In your opinion, because my crack in life is brisket, where's your favorite brisket place?
That's a tough one. Honestly, the one I've had lately would have to be Brisket Love. Yeah. Like, they got really awesome brisket, some awesome sauce. It's only one sauce, but it's really good sauce. Sure. And
I'm a no sauce guy, though. No sauce.
Well, this stuff is really good. You would enjoy it without the sauce. But I love all the sauce, but it's nice and juicy. It's perfect. It's not dry. Like, it's not like you're going to make, like, leather jewelry out of it. It's like, you can eat it perfectly. It melts in your mouth. It's great. But Mesquite Barbecue also has really good brisket, and they've been around for a while. But those are places that you probably wouldn't normally hear about unless you've been here. They don't get as much press. That's
the best part, when you know people that are in a space, because here's the deal. I'm not here to throw anyone under the bus or anything, but my Mecca, and it happened, I didn't think it was going to happen until I thought Salt Lick was the Mecca of barbecue. And I was excited when me and Andrea went down to Texas and hung out with Bobby. We went to Salt Lick and tried it out. I thought it was amazing, but Bobby tells me that there's way better brisket out there. And I'm like, all right, I guess we're going to find out in a couple of weeks. Right, Bobby?
Yeah, definitely. If you go to the original Salt Lick, yes. But the one you went to, no. But 45 minutes down the road, that's the best barbecue you're going to get around where you were at.
Okay. All right. We'll just have to.
Unless you eat mine. So,
Well,
I ate yours.
I would never argue that ever. But I know you got to be dipping here, John. You got time for one more?
Yeah, I can play one more. I'll play the single I released last year called Girl, Let's Go Dancing, awesome. Which was actually the music video was shot at the Bold Patriot Brewing Company, which they were so awesome to let me shoot that there. So here it goes.
Girl, let's go dancing. I want to twirl you round and round, see your smile as you came in the door. Girl, let's go dancing and forget about the world. It doesn't matter, but girl, let's go dancing. wanting love so much. It shows hurt me all.
That is that song brings back so many amazing memories in the fact that that's kind of the anthem. And I know it's not an anthem, it's a love song about going dancing, this and that, but a year ago in May, so a couple weeks here, we got to go down to Nashville and see Johnny Cole. And he was actually on our show, and the great thing was Chris Turner invited us down there. And then we've got Tony Turner chiming in here, asking if that's Corinne on the bed over there.
It is Corinne, actually. I'm not seeing the thing, Corinne, but yeah.
What an amazing set of relationships that were built in that May weekend, where we got to sit amongst the all-stars of the veteran community in Nashville. And now there's an extension. Johnny Cole's extended into Texas, and we're going to make all those connections there as well. And every time I hear that song, I remember that weekend. And it doesn't hurt that the Bold Patriot is in the video. Because I just, it's like, if you haven't been to the Bold Patriot in Nashville, you check it out. Again, veteran friendly, based on historical topic, and it's just amazing. And so that was what built us. Johnny, we know you gotta get going. Thank you for showing up this weekend. Thank you for being here. We love hearing your music. You can hear him on WEP3 Radio. You can also go out, check out his music on Spotify, and give him what he deserves. And if you like his music, you'll get to help support him.
Hey, love you guys. Thanks for having me on. And y'all's new intro is awesome. Love seeing y'all grow too. So
it's thank awesome. You, brother. Thank you.
Y'all take care.
Let's get you in one. All right, brother. Thanks.
Bye, Johnny.
What? I just get this. The warm fuzzies on
prickly goosebump.
It is on the menu for the Chatto event. Bobby out here a little bit. Eric, who's making your brisket, brother? Is it gonna be Bobby? Should I let him off his leash? Bobby, are you making Eric's brisket?
If he needs me to help him, I will every day, any day.
All right. I'm just excited to be down there. Miss Turner says hello to everyone. And just again, it's the building. Jackie's uncle. Yeah, I am gushing. And we're so excited. We got Nikki here. Nikki is the new producer of the WP3 Radio, and she's doing an amazing job. I was actually, not that I'm surprised, because I'm not surprised, but sitting and listening, she's got commercials lined through it now, and we're working every day to get more and more veteran and first responder musicians on there and make sure that's a product that everyone wants. And I know she's been working with another new team member, Jeff Stave. Excited to have him on board and what he's doing. And just the growth that is happening is amazing. And it's not just in our backyard. Of course, when you say just our backyard in Texas,
yeah,
that's a long ways.
No, it's like a Texas backyard for sure.
Yeah.
It's like a Texas
and, backyard. And Texas is in our backyard. And we're excited to come down there and hang out. And
we're down in South 40.
Yep. Oh, they're serious barbecue people doing Chatto barbecue. What's Yoakum? That's a good name, Yoakum. That's a good name. So, Bobby, what's you're going to keep – you just keep rolling with your tornado help right now? Is that's the big thing right now?
At least for the next week over in Granger, Texas, I'll offer my support for them. I they're moving their base operations from Round Rock to Taylor, Texas, where they're moving all the first responders and everything. And I told them that if they need help to feed all the first responders and all the people affected with the storm, that I'd be happy to cook for them. I'm just waiting on them to tell me, hey, yeah, we want you to do it. But, you know, they're kind of going to wait till the last minute, so I can't prep anything. So it'll be fun.
That's kind of – you fly by the seat of your pants. You do it well.
I'll make it happen one way or another.
Okay, so tell us if we have people that are listening that would like to donate, what's the best way to get donations to you, Bobby?
You can look me up on Facebook, Bobby Withrow, or Texas Fallen Project. There's a PayPal link on my TexasFallenProject.org page, or contact me. I prefer Venmo. I can share that link. It's a whole lot better for me, and it works out well. But anyway, any Cash App that there is out there, I've got it. Or you can hang on a second. I got a beer coming.
Thank you, man.
I'll pay you back. Ain't no problem. I'll take care of you. Hey, I hope y'all didn't hear that. But anyway.
That's just women making the world run, right?
That's so, it. One of the pieces that I just want to make clear, and everyone may hesitate. We don't know this guy. We don't know what he does. We don't. Check out Texas Fallen Facebook page. There is zero question about what Bobby Withrow, and if you need the stamp of approval of the People's Patriot Project, you've got it. He's down there helping people that are struggling and suffering because of things that they didn't have control over. No one has control over the weather.
Most of my stuff, sadly, I'm very poor about sharing it onto my Texas Fallen Project page. It's on my mostly on my personal page. But if you want to learn more what I do, let me know, message me, whatever, because I'm nearing that 5,000 mark. So I'll cut some people off that don't participate. But you let me know if you want to be part of it, and I'll add you in. And it's not just in Texas we help people at. I went to Louisiana after the hurricanes a few months ago. We took five trailer loads of supplies, truck and trailer loads. We went to Kentucky after all the tornadoes over there. We took three trailer loads up there. We help anybody anywhere. I don't care where it is. If y'all had a catastrophe up there in Minnesota, I drive up to Minnesota. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I've got people that help me do what I do, and I want to give back as much as I can.
That's
And I will vouch for every word that this man is speaking. I don't know if that holds any value in the world, but the man gets it done. He's one of the busiest people I know in the country. He doesn't talk about it. He does get it done. And we thank you so much for all the things that you do, Bobby. And, you know, the giving heart you had, even when we came down there to be part of an event, you were there to help out in a lot of little but significant ways. And we just appreciate our relationship with you. Thanks for everything you do, Bobby.
I suppose we got to use one of those cash apps to pay for some windshield wipers, though. I really think. Bobby, have you ever seen the video?
Yeah, Bobby saw the video. We showed him.
Did we show him the video? I feel like we should play the video again, maybe, just to show how much we appreciate. Olashagar can testify as well. He's got his own foundation down there, the Chatto Foundation. You guys need to know that story. And that's coming up. We'll have Eric come talk about that soon. That's what we're going down to Texas for, because that is something that we believe needs to be supported as well.
Well, and with the Chatto Foundation, you know, they put a nice park bench out there, but he needs a gazebo. He needs it built. I've got a builder committed to help build it, but I got to raise some money to do it for him, and I want to make that happen this year. So we're going to put a gazebo out there by Chad's bench, and it's going to happen one way or another. It's going to happen if I got to pay for it myself.
How much is this project going to cost, Bobby?
It'll probably run about 10, 15 grand.
Okay. It's a beautiful, keep that in mind, beautiful park. And,
we'll those promote that and be part of that, and we're going to.
Yeah, I mean, the labor is going to be taken care of. It's just the materials that we got to cover.
Okay. Awesome.
That is awesome. That's very exciting. We went to that park when we were down there. We went with Eric, and you feel the presence. It's a beautiful park. It's a beautiful place. It's in their neighborhood. It's just amazing. And the bricks you can have personalized, right? The bench is beautiful. The trees, I mean, my gosh, the whole park is pretty beautiful. So I'm excited to go back.
We don't normally run out of things to say, and we normally keep it running right down to Bobby. You got anything you're working on you want to talk about?
Oh, hell, I'm working on all kinds of shit.
not surprised.
if you could get everything out of my head, it'd be dangerous. The biggest thing I'm working on is helping Eric with his thing he's got going on. I mean, it's unfortunate that the hurricane or tornado hit. I donated a lot of stuff out of my storage to their efforts to help the people of Granger that would have gone to Eric, but I'll make it up. I'll get more stuff for Eric to put in what he does. But and that's, you know, that's what I do. I take care of Eric. I take care of my friend Terry Burgess in Fort Worth. They put on a retreat for Gold Star families every year. Eric and Terry Burgess, they are very near and dear to my heart. I will do anything and everything I can to make sure that they succeed in what.
Well, and that's the amazing part of, again, the relationships that we're building and growing is there's a connection with all these people, with all these organizations. No one is selfishly taken or trying to get things done for themselves. We're trying to connect. We're trying to build. We're trying to grow. And we just love having you in the network. Is there any more real quick, because Eric just came on here and said, talk about the Chatto. And so.
Yes, ma'am.
So tell us about the Chatto event.
So Chatto event, they do a motorcycle ride in the morning. They take Chad's motorcycle on a trailer. Sometimes they ride it. I believe they have ridden it, but they'll trailer it from a location. They'll ride to the VFW in Leander, 104 27, something like that. They ride it over there, and They sell barbecue plates. They have a live auction, silent auction. It's a pretty huge event. The only thing that makes it not even bigger is the lack of putting it out there enough. I feel that if we as the veteran community supported Eric more, it would be huge. We would be able to blow it out. And that's the sad thing around this area. We don't support each other. And one of the most important organizations in this area is Eric's group, because they don't only help veterans with PTSD. They help first responders. They send veterans first responders to Dr. Tanya Glenn free of charge to get help. And she talks to them and does whatever works her magic. We try to get them off the medicine. And that's the biggest thing, is getting the veterans and the first responders off the medicine that will kill them. Eric's amazing by continuing his journey. His wife, she's amazing. And I know it's hard. Every time I get Eric out there, I tell the story right there. And I know it's hard for Eric to hear me say it, but it needs to be said. And Eric needs help with what he does. He can't do it himself. And unfortunately, most people, they'd rather turn a blind eye to what he does, just like with what I do, taking care of the families of the fallen. People don't want to hear, unfortunately, they don't want to hear that. And it's hard for us to get donations to help, but it's a necessity of what we're doing.
You know, I got wrapped up in a conversation this Friday night. It's tough because I hear the passion in your voice. I hear the passion in the mission it stands for itself. And what I don't understand is, you know, roughly 3-6% of this country has gone to another level to make sure we all have the freedoms and the liberties that we all have. And it gets forgotten. I mean, everyone gets to lay their heads on the pillows of freedom every single night, not worrying about who's kicking in your back door. And we forget that came at a cost. It came at the cost of those people who signed that dotted line. Those people who go out and serve their community get spat on because they're willing to stand up whether they believe in it or not. I mean, so the other day, someone invited me to their veteran group, and they said, well, tell me how you feel about, do you still hold true to the oaths you signed when you came as a service member? And I said, yes. And the very next question I thought was very leading. They said, well, do you support the person that's sitting as our commander in chief? And I said, because I know what direction they were going. And my point was, I said, well, if I believe in my oath, then you have to realize that I have to support the person that's sitting in that office. I know that's a little bit of a tangent there, but at the same time, I don't love any of the politics of this earth right now. Don't love any of it. People have stopped to forget, or you need to start realizing, maybe you set off a little timer every night when you lay your head on your pillow. You get to do that because someone gave you that opportunity. That's why you get to do it. If anyone's interested, Saturday, April 23rd, from 12 to 5 at the VFW Post 10427. I don't know if I'm saying that right. I'm sure they've got a special way of saying it, but it's Post 10427. The Chatto Foundation is running their event, and me and Andrea will be down there to support that and be part of it. Andrea, did you see that they're expecting a bunch of Jeeps?
I
wish you wouldn't have said that, because now you're going to find out a way to get your Jeep down there. And I don't like the waste of time of driving. I don't like it. You can have one of the big C-130s. You can just roll your Jeep into it, and then we can take all the Minnesota people down there and support that event, and we'll get there.
I've seen them at the airport waiting for us, just waiting. I know. Hey, can I tell you, there's a couple more things going on. So if you're unsure about, you know, how the day is going to go, they have got amazing food. It says barbecue, Philly cheesesteak, hamburger, hot dogs, live music, live auction, 50-50, raffles, and kids' stuff. There's a bounce house and a water slide. So bring a towel if your kids want to go on that water slide. The raffle this year, you have the opportunity to win a Smith & Wesson MP 2.0 9mm handgun built and outfitted by R2 Ammo, or an outfitter set forged by Blackguard Customs, or an Arctic 52-quart red, white, and blue cooler filled with spirits. I think if you open it up, they fly out. So you got to be careful with your spirits. You can get tickets. Shoot, you guys, there's also a 14-mile police escorted ride starting at Hardtails Bar and Grill, 2 VFW Post 10427. Kickstands up at 11:30 a.m. Wow. We'll find a ride for you. Let's. Oh, see, thank you, Eric. Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be there regardless of how we get there. And there's a weird thing about I have to use up some time off at school. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Use it or lose it. So.
Well, Bobby, thank you for coming and sharing your mission. Thank you for giving us the updates to the Chattel Foundation. We'll be talking a lot about look for the helpers. Hashtag look for the helpers.
Got you.
Let's keep it rolling. Let's keep it going. We've made a lot of new relationships lately. And if you're on here, there's always a way to help. It doesn't always require you to reach into your pocketbook either. You can get your boots on the ground. reach out to those people that you know that are invested in their country, invested in their communities, invested in people. The word of mouth is probably the greatest way to help serve, to be honest with you. But it also requires some action. The more action, the more gets done. Lighter hand or many hands create lighter work. We can talk about all kinds of cliche stuff all day long. And thank you for the Storm Riders who are always here with us now with that partnership. And maybe we can find some Storm Riders when we're down in Texas to help promote that event and get that done. Again, the People's Patriot Project is an opportunity to serve. If you've never had the chance to serve because of whatever reasons, you know what? Here you go. I can't tell you how many times I've heard the conversation. Are you a veteran? No, I really wish I would have been. I could have been. I wanted to be, but I had flat feet or, you know, whatever. Whatever reason, and they're real, and I get it. Here's your chance. If you believe in this country and the approaches it takes and the way that we're going, and this 300-year project is actually pretty amazing. There's not a democracy in the world that's ever worked in the function and the faction of the way that this has worked. Can we fix some things? We can. But it requires you and me to fix these things. If you sit on your couch, things aren't going to get fixed. And this is also the opportunity for those who have served and still need an outlet to serve. We're the beacon of hope. We provide opportunities for those that need a hand or a push, a tug, or a pull. And we're here 24/7. You can reach out to us on any of our platforms. And again, we support all these other organizations that come into our network. They are part of us. We are part of them. And bottom line, Patriot Pride.